Today in Georgia Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, well, Georgia Cotton Commission's Richie Seaton says so far, cotton farmers are running about 5% behind the five-year planting average.
A lot of our farmers were hoping for showers to come and give us some good topsoil moisture before they started planting, but as we get closer and closer to the insurance planting date deadlines, it's going to be incumbent on them to get out there and get that crop in the ground and dust it in and hope for some rain. We had some showers last week that were extremely scattered. I don't think there's any rain in the forecast until late this week with temps in the low 90s. So this year's starting out as a challenge.
And that challenge is exasperated for those producers battling pigweed.
It's important when you put down your herbicides that you have some moisture in the soil so that you can activate them and they'll be able to continue controlling those weeds. So far in my travels, I've seen a lot of fields that the burn down has worked well and hadn't been enough moisture to really get another germination cycle and get weeds up.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.